Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Come in a little more. There you go. That's good.
Good afternoon to you folks out there in computer land, internet land, or whichever one it's called. Here's some accompanying verses. So here we go.
Thank you, Brother Ray, for that. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I was asked a while ago where we're going to go after Jude, because we're getting real close to the end of Jude, and I've prayed about it, and I'm still waiting to hear back from the Lord where we ought to go. So it's, what is that, be still and know I am God, or I am the Lord. So I'm going to be still and just let me know. So we'll go, we'll know when we get there, when we start, I guess. Alright, so good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Alright, last week we left off at verse 20 in the book of Jude. We discussed the importance of having a good, solid foundation before we start building. And in order to have a good, solid foundation, we have to start by seeking the Master Builder. Psalm 127, verse 1, little a. That means we're using the beginning of the verse. Psalms 127, 1, little a. A song of degrees for Solomon. The word degrees means elevation. What are we doing when we're building on something? We're building up. So this, the word degrees means elevation. It gives us the idea of going up. In music, the songs are meant to be sung. So it gives us the idea of going up in a higher pitch. So the elevation, going up. Psalms 127:1 says, a song of degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord, as a capital L-O-R-D, folks, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. You have to have a good foundation, folks, and that foundation starts off with the Lord. Verse 20 in the book of Jude says, that's where we left off, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. That's where we stopped at last week. Jude says we are to be building ourselves up on our most holy faith. Without holy faith, you are building in vain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for those who have come here today to hear your word, Father. We want to pray that the saints are edified here today, Lord. We want to pray that you're glorified here today, Lord. And we want to pray, Lord, that the lost are pointed to you, Father. And we'll just pray that they would seek your face, Lord. Just draw them to the cross through your word, Father. Teach us here today, Lord. We thank you and love you so much. Thank you for this lesson, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, what you put your faith in is what you are building upon. Now, I am going to say this as nice as I possibly can. If you have put your faith in anything other than the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are building in vain, because you are not building on holy faith. Acts 4:11. And we got y'all there in Acts, Mark. Y'all should be marked in Acts. You got it right there, Acts 4:11. Now hold your place in Jude. Don't lose it. Well, I'll tell you what. You can go back to Jude a minute. Acts 4:11. Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. The word set at naught means to make nothing of, or to despise. If you are not believing in Christ as your Savior, you are setting Him at naught. This verse goes on to say, which has become the head of the corner. Or you could say the cornerstone. The cornerstone was the first stone laid and served as a reference for all other stones, ensuring the building's stability and proper alignment. Without faith in Christ, your reference point is off, therefore throwing your whole foundation off. 1 Peter 2:6, and we got you marked right there. Now, we're going to come back to Acts, so if you go to 1 Peter 2:6, don't lose your place in Acts. 1 Peter 2:6, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. The word confounded means to shame down or disgrace. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, that means to not believe, or the unbelieving. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, which means rejected, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, there's our word again, unbelieving. This is why they stumble, they refuse to believe. Whereunto also they were appointed. God knows who is going to believe and who is not going to believe, folks. 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, talking about the believers, the beloved, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Do you realize that when you trust in Christ as your Savior, that is God calling you out of the darkness into his marvelous light?
Yes.
Believers are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people who know they have been bought and paid for by the shed blood of Jesus Christ through his death on the cross. And as we look back at Acts 4:12 from 4:11, he says, neither is there salvation in any other name.
Amen.
What does that mean, folks? No other name. Nobody else. No other name. No other way. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's it. When we put our faith in Christ as our Savior, we now have a holy faith in which to build upon.
Amen.
A foundation that cannot ever be destroyed. So what is faith? We're talking about a holy faith. So what is faith? It must be pretty important because God's Word says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible
to
please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. My old Webster's Dictionary, I like to look up words. I'll look them up. I'll look up the definition from the Greek. If if I'm in the New Testament or whichever, whatever one is, Aramaic, Chaldean, Hebrew, whichever one. And sometimes I'll look them up in both because I want to know. When you look up words, I'll look them up in the dictionary. I'll look them up in my numbers. I'll look them up. My old Webster's dictionary, now this is in short. The definition of faith is, I didn't write them, there's several of them. The ascent, what does that mean? Going up, right? The ascent. Descent is going down. Ascent is going up. The ascent of the mind to the truth of what is declared by another, resting on his authority and veracity without other evidence or on probable evidence of any kind. Ascent of the mind to a statement or proposition of another on the ground of manifest truth of such a statement or proposition. Firm and earnest belief on probable evidence of any kind. The ascent of the mind to the truth of divine revelation on the authority of God's testimony, accompanied by a cordial assent of the will or approbation of the heart. An entire confidence or trust in God's character and declarations and in the character and doctrines of Christ, with an unreserved surrender of the will to His guidance and dependence on His merits for salvation. The object of belief, and like I said, there was a lot more. God's Word says in Hebrews 11:5, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance is translated from the Greek word hupostasis, which means a setting under. It is derived from two other Greek words, hupo, which means under of place or beneath, and another Greek word, histami, which means to stand or abide. Faith is the substance. Faith is your foundation, folks. Faith is what you are trusting in. Everyone in this room has faith. How many of you right now don't believe those chairs you are sitting in are going to hold you? Nobody in here. Everyone in this room has faith. Everyone here believes those chairs are going to hold them. If you didn't, you would not be sitting in them.
Amen.
You are trusting those chairs to support you. Mm-hmm. You are standing on your belief in the manufacturer of those chairs that they are good, solid, strong chairs that are going to support you. Now, how many here have seen or met the people who made these chairs? Nobody. Nobody. You are still trusting that they made a good chair, even though you have never met anyone who made them. How many here are trusting in those chairs to hold everybody? That is what we hope for or expect. We expect that those chairs are going to support us. Now, what is our evidence of that or the proof? Here in our scenario, we have the evidence right in front of us. We look around and see others sitting in chairs being supported. So we know that the chairs are good chairs that work and don't collapse, leaving people on the floor. But God's Word says the evidence of things not seen. If you, If you want to know Christ as your Savior, folks, if you want to have a sure foundation formed by faith in Christ, only God can show you, and He will show you through your heart. Here is the evidence, folks. Here is the evidence. Now, like the manufacturer of those chairs you are trusting in, you have not met anyone who has made them, but yet you still trust them. You have not met anyone who God used to pen His Word either. God wants you to trust Him too. If you will believe Him, He will bless you with the knowledge of knowing a more sure substance to hold you up than those chairs. After those chairs are broken and thrown away, our Lord will still be. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." I would like to close today by reading the story about when Jesus was resurrected and came to visit with His disciples, but one was not there, and his name was Thomas. If you have ever heard the name Doubting Thomas, this may be where it came from. So let's read in the book of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Y'all should have that marked. John 20. Verses 24 through 31. All right, so everybody there, good. Okay. John 20, verse 24. Jesus has now come back and from being resurrected, and He left to go be with the Father. He's now come back. He's come and visited with 11 of His disciples, but one was out. Thomas wasn't there. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto Him, "We have seen the Lord." But He said unto them, "Except I shall see in His hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again, His disciples were with Him, and Thomas with them. So Thomas is with them now. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace unto you." You know, I can't help but think about that, folks. When you put your faith and trust in Christ, folks, you have such a peace that comes to you. Jesus says, "Peace be unto you." Then saith He to Thomas. Now remember, Jesus wasn't there when Thomas came in and said he's not going to believe unless he sees it. Jesus wasn't there, but Jesus was there. Jesus is in this room with us right now, folks. God is watching all over everything. God knows and hears. He knows. Then said He to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto Him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. The word believe used here means to have faith in or to trust. If you want to be forgiven of your sins, folks, you can be. Faith in Christ is the only way. Jesus said in John 3:36, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. Without faith in Christ, folks, there is no forgiveness of sins. And you will face the wrath of God, which is going to be separation from Him for eternity, living in a pit of torture and misery. The choice is yours. Are you standing on a foundation of faith in Christ as your Savior? Or are you standing on some other foundation? Because only one foundation will be strong enough to support you when the judgment comes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your precious word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's come to hear it, Father. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you'll just use this message, Lord, to soften up the hardened hearts, Lord, if there's one here, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you'll draw them to the cross, Father, and that they'll heed the draw, Lord, and they would come and let you show them Jesus, Father. Lord, we know that's the only way, Lord. Or you wouldn't have allowed your Son to be butchered on a cross, Father, if there was any other way. We thank you and we love you so much, Lord. Thank you for this lesson you blessed us with, Father. We thank you for those who come to hear it, Lord, week after week, Father. I want to pray for those who couldn't make it today, Lord, because of sickness. Those who can't get out of their beds, Father. I want to pray for Brother Larry and his family as well, Lord, and for their health issues. Pray your will be done in those matters. Thank you for Brother Ray for lead singing, Lord. We want to pray for him and his wife, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for the camera lady, Lord, and coming and helping too, Lord. We thank you for those who help, Father. Thank you so much, Lord, for each and every blessing you bestow upon us, Lord. We thank you for your love and your kindness and your mercy and grace, Father. And we thank you for the one who took our place. And in his name, Lord, we want to pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.